Backcountry Jamboree. It's the last Sunday in August 2024. And with that, we're celebrating the 80th birthday of none other than Eddie Raven, a great legend of Cajun and country music. Now, as I welcome y'all to the second hour, I'd also like to remind y'all that the man who brought a young Eddie Raven to Acuff Rose Publishing was none other than Jimmy C. Newman, a true hero of mine for many years, and one of my favorite figures on the original days that I grew up listening to Grand Ole Opry. With that, I would also like to say that this coming week, on Thursday coming up, the 29th of August, would have marked the 97th birthday of Jimmy C. Newman, born August 29th, 1927. Sadly passed away on June 21st, 2014. So in memory of Jimmy C. Newman, it's going to be a double feature of his great music, including his all-time signature song, The Alligator Man, and then we'll follow with Thibodeau and his Cajun band. So with that, I'd like to say good morning, and here's Jimmy C. Newman once again. Welcome and friends.
Mosquitoes buzzing round my head, Spanish moss by my bed. Very seldom see dry land, 'cause I'm an alligator man. I hunt the gator all night long, sell his hide and then I'm gone. See the bells from Bayou Shandy, love this alligator man. This bayou country is my home, and from this place I'll ever roam. For I'm the leader of the clan known as the Alligator Man. When I bring my hides to town, all the people gather round. They just want to shake the hand of the top gator man. Some people search the world for fame, but fighting gators is my game. And the scars on my hands proves I'm an alligator man. A gator man till I die, when I'm married by and by. A pretty bell from Bayou Shan, we'll raise a little gator man.
Some Cajun song. They play soft and low and fast and slow, sometime a little bit long. From Arkansas to the Rio Grande, it's Thibodeau and his Cajun band. The pretty little girls and the pretty little poles, they stand all around on the tippy little toes. See Thibodeau and his Cajun band play the pretty music from the big bandstand. They play soft and low and fast and slow, sometime a little bit loud. From Oklahoma to the Rio Grande, it's Thibodeau and his Cajun band. Sun and tone. You got a little time, want to have a lot of fun. You want to stop by if you possibly can. See Thibodeau and his Cajun band. They play soft and low and fast and slow, sometime a little bit loud. From Louisiana to the Rio Grande, it's Thibodeau and his Cajun band. From Louisiana to the Rio Grande, it's Thibodeau and his Cajun band.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome our very special co-host and mascot, furry mascot at that, Simbush the Wonder Husky, to our program this morning. With her top picks of this week's tribute artist. Of course, this week being a tribute to Eddie Raven, Simbush has her top picks of the Eddie Raven classics. First of all, we're going to hear an all-time classic Cajun favorite titled Crawfish Festival Time. Then we'll follow with another all-time classic titled We Rob Trains. Now, also, this one was recorded by Roy Acuff, the king of country music, but was also written by, of course, Eddie Raven. Then we'll wrap up this set with another favorite, and this time it's going to be an all-time classic titled Living in Black and White. With that, I'd like to thank Simbush for her great contribution to this morning's program. Good morning, friends.
Gotta get a moving, gotta get a going, gotta be on my way. Crawfish Festival timing, Crawfish today. I can't wait if you're not ready, you better get on the ball. I wanna eat some bar crawfish before they eat them all. Hey, 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 hey. Like my own name.
Jesse and me, we rob trains. Now the funeral was family as funerals should be, except for two cowboys no one else could see. And then they were gone just as quick as they came. Billy and Jesse had robbed one more train. Let me tell you a story about Billy the Kid, one Jesse James and some things that we did. Son, just like my own name. Billy and Jesse and me, we robbed trains.
everybody. I'm Johnny Lee from the Great Lone Star State of Texas, and you're listening to Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC with my good friend Johnny Woodlock. So stay tuned for some of the best hits in country music.
Never let you lose your place.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the great Canadian Northern gems by even greater Canadian Northern legends. And this morning, with this being a tribute to both Louisiana and Cajun music, as well as Eddie Raven, I'd like to play a collection of French-Canadian country music and their legends. First of all, it's going to be the First Lady of French-Canadian country music and the Queen of French-Canadian country music, Miss Lucille Starr, and a song titled Kalinda. Then we'll follow with our dear friend from the island of Newfoundland, Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and a classic titled Cajun Queen. And we'll wrap up this set with another Cajun-inspired song titled La Che La Spadat, also known as the Potato Song, and that's going to be sung to by another queen of Canadian French music, none other than Miss Marie King. With that, here is some real great Canadian legends. Welcome, and friends, and good morning to my listeners.
Tous les vieilles vers du vieux temps pendant ta mère pas là. Allons danser, Colinda. Colinda was the cutest bell in all the fire land. All the boys who saw her fell and tried to win her hand. Mama, she always chaperoned, she watched her night and day. Until Mama, she turned her head and I heard her boyfriend say, allons danser, Colinda, allons danser, Colinda. Pendant ta mère pas là pour faire fâcher les vieilles femmes. C'est pas tout le monde peut danser, tous les vieilles vers du vieux temps. Pendant ta mère pas là, say Colinda.
With a lot of space where the folks are swinging, Cajun sounds all around and the night is singing. There's a girl who loves to whirl when the music's playing. Sing a song and all night long she'll keep right on swaying. You can hear the music there way down on the bayou, with Cajun accordions playing jambalaya. Play that tune and very soon she will get the feeling. Long black hair and face so fair with her red dress reeling. Oh, Cajun queen, eyes of green, she will rock the bayou. Nature's child, free and wild, she will beguile you. Gonna hear that sound for miles around. All the folks will gather. Cajun queen ain't never seen, never nobody like her.
pie for the appetite.
Young couples romancing,
clap your hands to the bio band while the Cajun queens are dancing. Shrimp gumbo and the red wine flows way down in New Orleans. Guitars ringing, everybody's singing with eyes on the Cajun queen. Oh, Cajun queen, eyes are green, she will rock the bio. Nature's child, free and wild, she will beguile you. Gonna hear that sound for miles around, all the folks will gather. Cajun queen ain't never seen, never nobody like her. Cajun queen ain't never seen, never nobody like her.
Ottawa Valley Country Music with my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Let's make a fair trade, your heart for mine.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome our very special member of our team, morning team, here to the Wayback Country Morning Show. With that, it's once again time to welcome Gunny the Dachshund to our program. With a collection of songs which Eddie Raven wrote many years ago and became true hits for many of the legends of country music. First of all, it's going to be Don Gibson and an all-time favorite titled Country Green. Then we'll follow with Carl Smith and The Girl I Love. And we'll wrap up this set with Jeannie C. Riley once again and Country Rain. With that, I hope you all enjoy these songs as written by Eddie Raven and selected by our dear friend, Gunny the Dachshund. Welcome in, friends, and good morning, Gunny.
Country green, do you know what I mean? She's true and pure like country green. I feel a hand upon my shoulder, waking me from a drawn-out sleep. I'm the only cheap. Sunday morning we spend at God's house. Sunday evening we spend at mine.
so good to have her with me. I don't know what I did before. Country green, do you know what I mean? She's true and good, like country green. Country green, just for boys' dream. She makes me feel like country green. Country green, do you know what I mean? She's true and pure like country green.
Country rain. times I think of you and all the changes I went through. It can drive a girl insane. Good morning, country rain. Good morning, country rain.
Thomas, you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlark on Wayback Country Jamboree.
But that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to the second and last part of this special interview with our dear friend and guest of honor, Eddie Raven, from 2022. Now, this was recorded in 2022. However, it was never aired back then. So I do hope y'all enjoy this unaired interview with our dear friend. And then following this interview, we will hear one of Eddie's all-time signature songs titled I've Got Mexico, which took him right up the charts. With that, here once again is a true country music icon and pioneer and a true man of Cajun music, none other than Mr. Eddie Raven.
He and with Don Gibson, you know, Gibson did Country Green and Touch the Morning and
another one that did one of your songs that I really like is The Girl I Love by Carl Smith.
Yeah, you're right. I actually wrote that song with Acuff in mind, but he had decided he didn't want to record anymore right then.
Okay.
And looking for some stuff, and somebody said, we'll get that over to Carl, and he did. Mm-hmm. Girl I love with cotton dresses, and sometimes a ribbon pulls her hair.
Exactly.
That was a real good song.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's a song, I think.
That's right, and it's one of our favorites at the Jamboree here. We play it quite often.
His son is, I think, police chief in Franklin, Tennessee, down the road from us.
Is that right?
And and I got to meet him a few years back, you know, and he came and introduced himself to me. He said, Eddie? I said, yes, sir. He said, Carl Smith is my dad, and he cut a couple of your songs. I said, he sure did. He said, well, he loved him, and thank you for doing that for him, because not a lot of people were interested in recording him back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I'm glad, because I used to listen to him all the time. I think they had a song that they used to play on the Louisiana Hayride when I was coming up called So Long We've Been Married, Life Burdens We've Carried, you know.
Yes.
And if some folks leave us alone. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what it said. Anyway, with Carl. Good act, a real good act, and nice guy.
Sure was. And you certainly had a way of painting those small town country scenes. How did that ever come about?
I've been given a lot of gifts as a writer to be able to see. I've been able, and we moved around a lot coming up. My dad was a truck driver, and so I did get to see a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we always... my dad was from a little town in Georgia called Cobbtown, Georgia.
Okay.
And my mom was from Louisiana. And so I'm half French and German French on my dad's side. And we were around. I've always seemed to have seen the whole picture coming up. And I think it was Don Gibson that told me, it was John D. Loudermilk.
Yes, okay.
He said, what you do? He said, you get you an envelope. I said, like a letter? He said, yeah, just a letter envelope, and you tape it up on the wall in front of where you're singing and writing, trying to write. He said, and you just look at that thing and you picture what you're writing about. Well, I didn't quite understand it until I tried it, and then I understood it.
Mm-hmm.
I could see the whole picture on that little envelope, and I know it sounds crazy, but it worked. It may be all psychological, John, you know.
Yes, but if it works, it works. Yeah.
Right. I've been fortunate to have been having so many gifts.
Exactly, yes. Now, one of your most major successes came with I've Got Mexico in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that one come about?
Well, I was coming back from Nashville, and I live about 30 miles out of town. And I was coming back, and the crowd, the traffic was just unbelievable. And I'm sitting in traffic, and it comes to me. I just got tired of that same old job, tired of fighting that freeway mob.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it was. It became an escape song for me, and I had it all in my head. By the time I got home, I had a lot of the song in my head, how I wanted to write it. And so I got home, and I think probably the next day I started on it, and had it pretty well done. And then Frank Myers, who was my lead guitar player for 10 years, came by, and he and I've written a lot of songs together. And Frank also wrote I Swear and Just You and I and a bunch of other hits.
Okay.
And he came by, and he said, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm trying to finish up this song. And he said, let me help. So he wanted in on it. Frank finished up the song, and it became a big, big record real quick. And as a matter of fact, I was talking to Johnny Rodriguez probably 2 weeks ago now.
Oh, yeah.
And he wants to cut that. And I've got a Spanish version of Thank God for Kids also.
Well, that'd be good. Yes.
And yeah, and I sent that to him, both of those, and want him to do an English version of Thank God for Kids and a Spanish version. And he wants to do a version of I Got Mexico with trumpets and everything. And I said, that's good.
Amazing.
All the trumpets you want.
Yes, exactly.
But, I got a huge record real quick. It was one of those songs that was magic for us. And, you know, kind of, we had had Who Do You Know in California before, and that was a good, but Mexico is just
it's your signature song. Exactly.
A guy got in touch with us years ago.
Uh-huh.
He was called the Barefoot Man, and he was in the Bahamas, I believe. And he wanted to know if he wanted to record that song, that I Got Mexico song. He said, but I'm going to change the title, change some words. And I said, he said, do you mind? I said, no, what are you going to change them to? And he said, well, I live on an island out here, and I'm going to change it from I Got Mexico to I've Got Abaco.
Oh, well, yeah.
I said, well, that sounds wonderful to me. You still have to send me a check every now and then. He said, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But did a good job on it. It's been a worldwide song for a while, and I'm so lucky and fortunate to be a part of that.
Okay, sure. And so how would, I'm coming up on our last two questions. First of all, there was an old song that Roy Acuff sung titled Beaver Creek Dam.
Yeah.
Where did that one come from?
I just like the title. The title hit me one day, Beaver Creek Dam, and I said, I'm wondering if catfish really jump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And so I wrote that. That was in the period when I was writing as many songs as I could for Acuff, because we were doing an album on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he heard it, and that was about the time that String Bean got killed, if you remember that
time.
Oh,
yes, of course, yes.
But after he heard the song, and he said, that song's about String Bean and about String Bean being murdered.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, I hadn't thought about it, Roy, but that's probably exactly where it came from, because it came out of nowhere for me.
Okay.
And he liked that last verse about, you know, let justice be done and big door slamming and all that. And
exactly.
He actually had some tears in his eyes as he was singing, because I was in the booth with him again when he was singing.
Yes.
And he did a great job.
He sure did. And you did a great job by writing it. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I just feel that I just feel that when you've given so many gifts and stuff, you know, it's hard to understand how lucky you are until one time you really sit down and say, "Wow!" You know,
exactly.
Somebody's looking out for me.
Mm-hmm. Now, how would the great Raven of country music like to see himself or his legacy remembered?
That's a good question. I just want to be remembered as a guy that didn't take himself too seriously.
Okay.
And was grateful for the gifts, and I guess that I wrote a few good songs, and that would be probably the memory. As a matter of fact, we have plots already. My wife and I have plots, and I have some for my... And the same place where Johnny Cash is, we're not far from there, where Johnny Cash was buried, and Merle Kilgore.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be with... I'll be right close to Merle and John.
Well, that's nice.
But, yeah, it's been... I've just been a very lucky, fortunate guy, and I appreciate the gifts. You don't write songs like I've been able to come up with because you're smart or something.
You got to get it from God. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, you got it. I definitely have had that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show today, Eddie, and it's been a pleasure, and hopefully we can do it again sometime.
Well, okay, good. You take care of everybody up there, and don't let any of those moose get you.
God bless you.
You too. Let them get you too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, you.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. God bless you.
Thank you. Yeah. You too.
Bye-bye.
Same old job, tired of fighting that freeway mob. I bet you never thought I'd really go, I'd never get as far as Mexico. I've even learned to speak the language some, down on the beach drinking coke and rum. You wouldn't know me with this golden glow, sun in Mexico. I'm eating right and I'm living good, doing everything I said I would. I should have left a long time ago. Who needs you? I've got Mexico. I still love you, that's the way it goes. He's got you, I've got Mexico. But I'm eating right and I'm living good, I'm doing everything I said I would. I should have left a long time ago. Who needs you? I've got Mexico. I've got Mexico. I'm eating right and I'm living good, doing everything I said I would. I should have left a long time ago.
Oh, take me back to those good old days, those times not very long ago.
Hello, friends.
friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. From his home in Donegal, Ireland, to the capital of Canada, Ottawa, Ontario, I'd like to welcome y'all to an upcoming concert experience coming up on Wednesday, September 11th in the capital of Canada, Ottawa, Ontario. That'll be the night that international reclaimed star as well as best-selling artist Daniel O'Donnell will be coming to the National Arts Centre in Ottawa, Ontario. The doors open early and the show starts at 7 p.m. So this is going to be your chance to see a great musician and a longtime friend of yours and mine. Tickets start at $100 and you can contact the National Arts Center in Ottawa at their box office at 1-888-991-2787 for more information. This is going to be one night you're not going to want to miss with, yes, national acclaimed international star Daniel O'Donnell.
Relive again those sweet memories of my life in my Irish country home.
Well, yes, friends, following that interview, we're back here on the Wayback Country Jamboree, and it's once again time to play an all-time favorite by none other than Charlie McCoy, who I just recently heard from the other day, and Charlie's doing good down there in Nashville, still doing the Opry, and I'd like to put out a song to him that he sent me on a new project titled It's in the Book. From this new project, it's going to be Lessons from Mama. With that, here's Charlie McCoy, and we'll be back following this to send us into the third and final hour. Good morning, friends.
When we grew up, we lived out in the country. Our mom and dad, my sister and me.
Our mama was amazing, a chef and a teacher. She nursed our colds and our skinned up knees.
Every day our mom would read her Bible. She taught us about God and his son.
She said God prepared a place that's called heaven. If you believe, you can go there when life's done.
My sister how to be a lady,
and my brother how to be a gentleman.
Anytime friends or family had a problem, she was always there to lend a helping hand.
Now I am married with two children.
My wife and I have two kids of our own.
Us kids just love to visit with our nanny,
and we love sleeping over at her home.
Nanny never missed one of our ball games. You could always hear her cheers above the crowd.
She went to all of our school plays and dance recitals,
and they all made their nanny very proud. Then she told us one day that she had cancer and said, I won't give up without a fight.
Oh, she fought hard and she prayed, but the dreaded cancer stayed. And she finally said, I think the end's in sight.
We all gathered right before her passing. We all joined hands and then we prayed.
She said, don't cry for me, for I will be with Jesus. And we'll all be together some sweet day.
Now we remember days we spent with Mama. The time just seemed to fly and now she's gone.
She taught us how to pray
and that Jesus is the way. Lessons learned from Mama will help us carry on.
Carry on.
Well, now, friends, would you look at the time? It's come to the end of the second hour here at the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show this morning. As we play us out of the second hour and into the third and final hour at 10 o'clock, let's begin with Bobby Helms, the man who gave us such classics as Fraulein and Jingle Bell Rock. From Bobby Helms, we have an all-time classic titled What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Then we'll follow with Johnny Russell and A Closer Walk with Thee, and we'll travel into the very top of the next hour with Eddie Raven once again, and a classic titled Love Lifting Me. With that, I'll chat with y'all on the other side of 10 o'clock. Good morning, friends. Friends, once again, we are sitting on the other side of the third and final hour of Wayback Country Jamboree morning show here this morning. As I welcome you all back into the Wayback